I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. At least 72 people were killed on Thursday in a series of bombings throughout Iraq. Shia Muslims were reportedly attacked in three different areas. The acts took place exactly 2 weeks after the series of car bombs killed 63 in Baghdad. Open Doors USA's Carl Mueller says it's not just worsening for Muslims, because Christians are caught in the crossfire too.
Today, the Iraqi Christian population has been literally devastated by violence such as this. Christians are being forced from their homes, they're forced to flee the country, they're killed.
Pray.
The persecution of Christians is actually providing a validating witness to the truth of the gospel.
Next, Christians in India are pushing to pass the Prevention of Communal and Targeted Violence Bill 2011. Violence against them is on the rise, and Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says,
personally, I don't expect this to change, because more and more people are choosing to follow Christ.
People are being used as pawns by politicians who are using religion to get power.
Why these people go out killing Christians who do no harm to anyone? The answer is they are used by intelligent politicians, and the mob spirit stirs up.
It's a complex story spelled out in detail at our website. And believers in Nepal were driven out of their village by a group of Buddhists. People in Nepal can supposedly follow whatever faith they want, but evangelizing isn't allowed. According to Voice of the Martyrs Canada, Buddhists accused the Christians of bribing other villagers into converting. A member of the Buddhist group also reportedly assaulted a Christian family's six-year-old daughter. The believers are currently living in another village, so pray for strength and for healing. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University at Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.